This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And Sasha, let's begin with a question, and this is for you. Okay. What do Marilyn Monroe, Albert Einstein, and Michael Jackson have in common?
Well, I would say the most basic common denominator is that they're all famous.
Correct. And?
Well, they're also no longer alive.
That is correct. Okay. Which leads to another question that's harder to answer. Who owns the right to sell their images and likenesses? In other words, who owns the identities of famous people once they've left us? And it turns out the answer is not straightforward. It has a lot to do with which state they lived in before they died.
In fact, we looked this up. 13 states have laws that allow the posthumous transfer of a person's identity to their heirs or to the firms that represent them. These laws grant celebrities a so-called right to publicity after they die that bars companies from using the celebrities' identities to sell products. And just yesterday, the Massachusetts Senate passed a bill that would make Massachusetts one of those states that give people a legal form of privacy that extends even into death.
The bill was pushed by Massachusetts residents Bill Cosby, the famous actor and comedian, and his wife Camille. So joining us now to talk a little bit about extending publicity rights beyond the grave is Ray Madoff. She's a professor at Boston College Law School and author of Immortality and the Law, The Rising Power of the American Dead. And Professor Madoff, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's
Thanks
good to
so
have
much.
You.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is such an interesting story. So this bill now moves to the Massachusetts House. If it becomes law, what exactly would it do?
What it would do is it would extend the right to control a person's image, likeness, name, anything that reminds you of that person. It gives them the ability to control that for up to 70 years after their death.
Mm.
And only after that 70 years will it become part of the public domain.
I find this really confusing and interesting, and sort of confusing in an interesting way, how this law works. For example, if a business right now, if a business wants to trade on the image of Marilyn Monroe, they can, because when she died, she was living in New York, which
right.
doesn't have these kinds of laws. But if she had died in California, she would have had this right.
That's right. Right. And there was actually quite a bit of litigation going back and forth about whether there would be these posthumous rights for Marilyn Monroe, because as you can imagine, those are some of the most valuable rights out there.
Mm. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about your view of this law, because I know you've got some, you're a little bit critical of it, but let me talk, I'm going to try to present the merits of the law.
Sure.
A little while ago, we spoke to State Senator Stan Rosenberg from Western Massachusetts on this program. He's a chief sponsor of the Senate bill that passed yesterday. Here's what he told us about why it makes sense.
In this case, we had very strong protections for people during their lifetimes, but upon their deaths, what was not allowed the day before they died is allowed the day after they die. And that, to me, seemed rather unfair, that people should be able to profit off of the lifetime of work, the characters, the voice, the likeness, everything that belonged to that celebrity.
So, Ray Madoff, that sounds reasonable, at least the way he described it. Let's say I'm a celebrity. Shouldn't I be able to control who gets to sell and profit from my likeness, from my life's work after I'm gone?
Absolutely. And I have to say, it absolutely, in terms of it sounds very reasonable. But I think you have to step back, and I like the way that he puts this, which is the distinction between what you can do one day when you're living and what you can do the next day after you're dead. And I think he's absolutely right that current law draws a sharp distinction between living people and dead people. And there's all sorts of things, for example, voting, that you can only do when you're living. You can't, no matter how committed you are, you can't leave aside votes to be cast after your death.
Mm-hmm.
We also have protections for people's reputation while they're living. We have rights of privacy. We have protections against libel and slander, which are for people to tell intentional lies about you. And all of those exist while you're living, and then the moment of your death, they're gone. So the law does draw a distinction between the living and the dead, and that's because it's trying to balance lots of interests.
Hmm. And you have written, you wrote in the New York Times back in 2011, that contrary to what the owners of these identities claim, a right of publicity that continues after death does little to protect the reputations of the deceased.
That's right.
How so?
Well, because what the right of publicity protects is the right to control the commercial exploitation of a person's name and image.
Hmm.
And And so what it doesn't protect is if I want to write a book that tells that says direct lies about somebody, right? Somebody could write a book. I wouldn't do it because I'm a huge fan of Bill Cosby's, but somebody else could write a book that says all sorts of scurrilous lies about him, publish it after his death, and there would be no defense to it because there's no claim for libel or slander or rights of privacy after his death. His most private letters could be disclosed. And I think J.D. Salinger, if he's looking on from beyond, is seeing how things that were very private while he was alive are now being made much more public after death.
Well, it's such an interesting corner of the law. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us a little bit about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Rae Madoff. She's a professor at Boston College Law School, where she teaches trusts, estates, estate planning, and immortality and the law.
Stay with us. Coming up, the inner lives of animals and what their emotional issues tell us about our own mental health. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.